stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Dave, Shandy Andy here. One book, a few more thoughts, having just listened to your extended episode with people calling in with all their thoughts. First of all, OSCE. I'm obviously a big advocate of that. I run a campaign every Thursday using it, and it's probably my favourite system. I am, for once, actually going to disagree with Jason about the originals being better. I'm afraid... Well, A, it's two books, but we'll ignore that because I think most of us actually put them in a single folder and bound the pages together anyway. But the OSCE is better. There's no two ways about it. It's better laid out. It's easier to reference. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. But it's really good. My only caveat is that I don't just use one book to run OSCE because I use the Advanced Fantasy. So in some ways it'd be a bit hypocritical of me to say, yes, just use OSCE as the one book. I could do, but I just felt after discussing with my players that we fancied including those. And I think we're only actually using one player is using a class, the Ranger, out of it at the moment. So it's not as though we're extensively using it. But I did like what Gavin had done with that Advanced Fantasy stuff. So... that really makes it three books because you've got to have the spells as well if you've got a, if you've got an illusionist in there as well. But it's a good call, I think, and certainly of the OSR stuff, whatever OSR is, it's probably the best one as far as I'm concerned. Now, one book that nobody mentioned, and no surprise there, because I find myself as a small minority within a minority hobby, but I'm going to mention... And you know what's coming, Dave. You've probably been thinking, oh, for God's sake, Shandy Andy, don't ring in with your RuneQuest role-playing in Glorantha. But I am. I'm here. And I am going to say that single rule book is almost certainly the best one I have come across. You can run everything in there. It's got combat. It's got cults. It's got three different sets of magic, rune magic, spirit magic and sorcery. And the sorcery is well worth checking out, as I'm finding. I know it's set in the Bronze Age, which is not most people's cup of tea. But the biggest advantage, I would say, with the rule book, having mentioned all that, is, of course, Glorantha. Now, of course, we have a double-edged sword here because, of course, Glorantha is one of the, if not the most written about setting for any type of role-playing game. I think it's sort of right up there with... I think the Dark Eye is supposed to have... The setting for that is supposed to have a lot of... words written against it, isn't it? That's what I've heard. I don't know enough about it. And I suppose Forgotten Realms as well. But I think the only problem is, of course, is having said that Glorantha is a brilliant selling point because you have enough information in that one rule book to run in Glorantha and you don't actually need to reference anything else. But of course, you invariably will. And of course, there is so much stuff out there, particularly, you know, fan based and official. It's just almost unimaginable. So I don't know. Again, my caveat is I run a RuneQuest Glorantha campaign once a fortnight. We do reference, or I reference, the Bestiary, which came out last year on occasion, but you don't need to. I don't think the stat blocks are very complicated for RuneQuest Glorantha. They're certainly easier to do than D&D 5th Ed. Although I'd say RuneQuest and Glorantha itself is probably a slightly more complicated system, I admit. So you could certainly make up your own monsters in Glorantha. You know, your Glorantha may vary, as they say. And it's got everything in there. It really has. I'm struggling to think of anything else I reference at all. The only thing I would say is the GM screen is an absolutely brilliant reference. Don't use it as a screen. But as a reference, it's excellent. So one little addition to that. Last one, I promise, Dave. Call of Cthulhu, 3rd edition hardback. Probably the greatest role-playing, single role-playing book that I've ever come across. Everything you need is in there to run Call of Cthulhu, including sample scenarios, which are pretty good. Of course, you do want to reference other stuff because, you know, I'm thinking of Green and Pleasant Land was an obvious one for British-based stuff, but you don't need it. All the rules are in there. It's a pretty simple system to run. And that, if I had to actually nominate one book to run a system with, it would be that wonderful, wonderful Call of Cthulhu 3rd Ed.
There you go. It's all Shandy Andy. One book in it. Thanks very much for the call in, Shandy Andy. Do like to get them. Check out Andy's podcast. It's Unguarded Treasure, B52. You can find it on Anchor and also on your favourite podcatcher. Keep well, everyone. I'll catch you soon.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter at d_percentile.